This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed. Good day means good news. And it's not as easy to pluck this out of the stars as you'd like to think it was. Anyway, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's a unique collaboration, Jay, between a couple of organizations out in San Diego. They have reached a milestone in providing food and employment for those who need it the most.
Mm-hmm.
They rescue perfectly viable food that would otherwise end up in a landfill while serving up sort of a creative model that could be replicated in a lot of places all around the country. This is the amount of food in our farm food and family segment on the program every day. We are focusing more on local food, local sources, and suggesting that you go to whatever lengths you have to find local food, because that's where it's going to be. That's what the future is going to be in. And trying to revitalize. If you drive across, I do a lot of in the spring and in the fall when I'm procuring various things for my farm, I do a lot of traveling. A couple of weeks ago, I traveled through New York State and down into Pennsylvania for a couple of days to pick up some things that I bought at auctions here and there. And I said this when I went through upstate New York a couple of months ago. The decaying buildings and the infrastructure on farms, especially if they're dairy farms, but just farming in general. We have so much land that's not being used now for growing food. We've become so dependent on foreign sources of food or huge conglomerates growing food. I use Driscoll as an example of one company that controls pretty much all of the fruit market. There are exceptions, but they really have control. They've gotten control of the berry market. Strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, and they've had a huge impact on what is available for people to buy, use, and enjoy. Well, so that's the case pretty much everywhere where we see not only the land not being used, but the status, the buildings and the farms that would have been 40, 50, 60 years ago beautiful across the fruited plain, if you will. And now there are so many of them that are dilapidated. Anyway, so this is the story of the Lucky Duck Foundation. So what is this is a very good model, actually. As I said, maybe this can be done elsewhere, not just San Diego.
Yeah.
But they pick up the food before it's wasted. There's so many stupid rules and laws now.
Everyone's afraid of being sued
Somebody
were to get sick from food. But yeah, this is a partnership between the Lucky Duck Foundation, the Salvation Army, and Feeding San Diego. So you have people of the homeless community who have signed up to, they're trained and they become drivers to go pick up food, bring it back, and this whole initiative actually reached a really cool milestone. They saved more than 500,000 pounds of food so far just this month, and people who are participating, members of the Salvation Army residents who are participating in this program, have secured full-time employment.
So that's cool.
Yeah, this is fantastic. And there's a lot of other organizations. I know in Tennessee there's an organization called Project 615, and they teach members of the homeless community how to screen print, T-shirt screen printing.
Yeah.
And not only do they learn a trade, but there's so much more involved in what these members are learning, and they can become functioning members of society again. They get full-time jobs. They remain in their homes. And it's a whole conversation of not just the quick fix, but the long-term commitment.
So there are people who have been homeless for a long time that have gotten involved in this as a job, picking up from grocery stores, from Costco, from Starbucks, from Amazon warehouses. Who buys food through Amazon? What are you, nuts?
Oh, Amazon partners with a lot of different companies, like Whole Foods. People love Whole Foods. You can get organic stuff from Whole Foods, and there's actually Amazon delivery service that will go to Whole Foods and pick up your order and deliver it to you. But again, I think something we keep saying, though, go to your local farmers. Please go to your farmer's markets. The food is delicious.
Find the farmers.
It is fantastic, and you're supporting people in your community.
All right, so this is an interesting bit of good news. The new drones that have been developed to swallow the plastic waste going down rivers and tributaries before it gets to the ocean. There's a company called Ran Marine that's developed a floating drone that gobbles up 160 liters of waste. Is this an hour or a day? I don't know what's it probably doesn't make any difference. It's called the Waste Shark.
Yeah. This thing is really cool. It's modeled after a whale shark. Mm-hmm. And it captures this trash in a tray between its two pontoons. And then it will...
Sucks it up.
Yeah, sucks it up, and it will then go, like, once it detects trash, and so anything that's not trash, it knows to stay away from it and not take it in. But then any time the drone is filled, it steers back to the water's edge, and the tray can be easily removed and emptied into a larger receptacle.
The sign of the times, understanding that there is a need for this, it would be better if people understood how bad it was in the first place for them to discard things, just toss it here and there. I find myself cleaning up a lot.
And these things hold 160 liters of waste before they need to go be emptied, before it makes its way back to the shore to be emptied.
That'll be a story. I'm sure that will show up in our Good Day download. You can every day, you can keep up with us through the course of the day because the program in its entirety airs. It recycles all day, every day at DougStephan.com. The Good Day Download, which is our podcast, has bits and pieces of the program, the essence of the program, our thoughts and how we relay this is in a 15, 20-minute bit. We have the most recent Good Day Download focusing on aardvarks. Let's hear it for the aardvark! A lot of activity in San Diego. Also, some stuff about bullies. I just find this disturbing, distracting. Anyway, you'll find all the stuff that you need to know about what we've talked about through the course of the day on our podcast. Follow us. You can get the podcast at gooddayshow.com, and you can follow us on social media. We have questions there about the nuance of Roe v. Wade. I want to talk about the court in a second. So what happens now is the question a lot of people are asking. We'll get to that after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Calling all dinosaur fans, Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Nothing worse than interrupting a woman who's doing a commercial, right? 16 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Looking, as I look around, how quickly headlines change. Toward the end of last week, I saw something that I kind of identified with, in a sense. I am a libertarian. I don't like to vote for parties. I just vote for issues and for people. So that's not the rule of thumb, however. Our country has seen millions of people this year switch to the Republican side because the Democrats are doing such a terrible job in the House and in the Senate and in the presidency. Horrible. So now, all of a sudden, with the advent of the decision on Roe v. Wade, this groundswell, especially with women, stops in its tracks. Because women, your age, Jay, younger and older, but your age, women who feel, whether they understand the real issue here or not, they feel like they've been attacked. Mm-hmm. That their bodies have been, that their rights have been attacked. And I think you'll see a wholesale shift back to, especially among women. The women and men who are activists, there have been more of that in the Republican Party of late than there has been in the Democrat. The Democrat people, the average Democrat is just, okay, so I'm a Democrat. The average Republican, yeah, I'm a Republican. That's the way it has been. But I think you're going to find that a whole lot of things where the Republicans, it was theirs, the election, the midterm election in November was theirs to lose. This decision, I think, will cause them to lose, not to gain. That's just my read of it. Talking to people who are in my circle, my age and younger, I just don't see the Republicans coming out of this well, frankly. And then, go ahead.
I think it really depends on what, speaking specifically on Republicans, what the stance on Roe v. Wade was or is. Because if you believe in pro-life and you feel that you are protecting this unborn child and the fact that they don't get to have a choice, that's a very strong feeling. And anybody feeling that way feels right in their opinion and are likely very, very proud of this. And on the flip side, any Republican who does not believe in this, maybe they wouldn't choose to have an abortion themselves, but they believe in a woman's right to choose, are probably very disgusted by this. And likewise, mm-hmm. I'm sure there are some Democrats who are supporting this decision from the Supreme Court, just as there's probably a lot,
the Blue Dog Democrats.
Especially a lot of Democrats who are against it.
This Representative Congresswoman Mary Miller from Illinois, who at a rally on Saturday thanked Trump for creating a Supreme Court and suggesting that the decision was a victory for white life. Anybody who says something that stupid in this day and age, it's just, I don't get it.
That is so cringe.
She says she misread her prepared remarks. Maybe she did. But the fact that there's even
Do we call
there,
that a Freudian slip?
Maybe. Yeah, it is. Oftentimes we say what we're thinking. She also last year quoted Adolf Hitler in some...
So she's on brand with herself. Then.
Well, she was talking about January 6th and... then she apologized for having said that. She's always saying something and then she apologizes. It's kind of like being in court and the witness of the lawyer for the defense looks at the jury and says something and then he says, withdrawn, like he's already dropped it. It's there. You know, it's there for you.
Oh,
and the judge says, you'll disregard those comments. Yeah, of course. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with celebrity gossip, getting away from some of the reactions on social media to Roe v. Wade. Here's something kind of nice to consider when you think about people who give back, who do good things. I always think of Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal donated now $50,000 from his appearance in Buffalo to aid the families of those shooting victims. He was doing some DJing, is he? I didn't realize that he does that sort of thing.
Yeah, DJ Diesel. Yeah. That's his name. And he was making his rounds on tour. And he actually was hesitant to go to Buffalo, just given everything that had been happening. But he was like, you know what? This show's probably just as important to everybody else as it is to them. And let's do it. Let's go. And before his appearance, he actually met with the widow and son of Aaron Salter Jr. That's the retired police officer who was shot and killed while heroically trying to stop the gunman at the top supermarket in Buffalo. And so after Shaq met with them, he decided, you know what? I'm getting paid $50,000 for this appearance. You get it. And he donated 100% of what he was supposed to be making, that $50,000, to the retired police officer's widow and son.
So when something like this comes to the surface, the information, is it because, in this case, the star makes it known, or somebody who's a recipient? I always wonder sometimes when you hear somebody gives $1 million to this, and then their publicist goes online and says, here's what my client just gave to blah, blah, blah. And then the others who don't want to be known, I think it has more merit. It's still good.
Yeah. Look at Taylor Swift. She has done so much philanthropy, of which most of it continues to go unknown.
Quiet.
But I think a lot of times when celebrities do this, and it is somebody, whether it's the publicist or the people on the receiving end of the donation or whatever kind of gesture, or somebody who just found out about it, talks about it, and then all of the news outlets go to that person and they're like, hey, did you do this? And then at that point, they're willing to comment on it. Like, did you hear about the gentleman who was the Burger King at an airport in Vegas? The employee, he'd been there for 27 years, never missed a day, and his thank you was basically this grab bag, like this goodie bag of pencils and some little candies and stuff, and he was kind of like really disappointed by it, but at the same time grateful for the acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. Well, his daughter sets up a 50 GoFundMe account, and in his honor, he gets like over 50,000 donations coming in, but also David Spade, who he wasn't announcing this himself, but people found out about it, and then he commented. But David Spade was one of the first people who was heard about the story and was like, that's not okay. I'm going to make a donation to you. Like, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of money. And gave him a couple $1,000s.
Yeah. So?
Just because he's like 27 years, never missing a day. You deserve something other than some stuff that probably was just laying around.
You deserve a break today. Give him a gift certificate to McDonald's. There we go. How'd that be? Congratulations.
Okay, that's good.
Here's Sarah Jessica Parker, who's letting her hair go gray. Andy McDowell. Didn't we were talking about Andy McDowell last week. Let her hair
she's
go
refusing to diet
gray.
And well, yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker, what was it, last fall or whatever, when she was seen out having dinner with a friend, Andy Cohen, and people were talking about how, oh my goodness, she's going gray. And her whole thing is she doesn't want people to tell her she's brave. She doesn't want people to call her brave for going gray. And just like her whole thing was, how about
she's 57.
Talk about, yeah, she's like, how about we talk about people who actually are brave for doing something, going gray.
Important.
That's brave. Yeah. Uh-huh. And also, why is it women are always told that they're brave for aging gracefully when men are? It's not even a comment. Like Andy Cohen has been gray for how long? And that's who she was out to dinner with. Nobody commented on his gray hair.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper is another one. I would have been, had I allowed myself to go that way, when I was in my 30s, I started getting gray, but I chose not to let myself look that way, so I didn't, until 7 or 8 years ago, let it go natural. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is down on the farm, folks. It's 28 past the hour.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
So-called trigger laws took effect in several states quickly after Roe was passed down to the states by the Supreme Court on Friday. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt.
Here in Missouri, the people's voice has already made clear that Missourians respect the sanctity of human life. We believe that without the explicit protection of the right to life, all liberties are under attack, which is why the importance of this day cannot be overstated. I am humbled to be a part of this and the first Attorney General in the country to effectively end abortion.
President Biden said Sunday at the G7 summit in Germany that the United States and other group of seven leading economies will ban imports of gold from Russia to further isolate Russia economically over its invasion of Ukraine. Tesla's dominance in the growing U.S. electric vehicle market remains strong, despite more and more new plug-in models from competitors. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization did not ban abortion, but made it a state's rights issue. Republican Representative Stephanie Bice from Oklahoma on Newsmax says misinformation by lawmakers and mainstream media is why there is confusion among the American people.
This decision, Roe and Casey, the reversal of that, are an important day for the pro-life movement. And states like Oklahoma are pro-life states. This decision gives that power back to the states and back to the people. And I think that that's a message that's being lost here. You know, I just saw your video with Maxine Waters, and certainly people, you know, have the right to protest, and that's as long as it's in a peaceful manner. But it doesn't ban abortion. I think that's being missed here. This is a state's rights issue now, and it puts that back to the people so they can elect elected officials like we have in Oklahoma that protect life.
Confusion reigned at the San Francisco Civic Center celebration at the end of Sunday's Pride Parade. It had to be cut short after someone started spraying mace near the stage. The incident caused a panic, and in the hour that followed, reports of street brawls as people left the event. San Francisco police said at about 5:25 local time, officers assigned to the Civic Center area for the city's Pride Festival responded to a report of a shooting. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Time for conversation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is with me, and as you might imagine, much of our conversation over the next few days will be focused on the realities of the Roe v. Wade decision and some of the ancillary conversations about the people that are on the Supreme Court. John Roberts is the Supreme Court Chief Justice. Is he or isn't he in charge? There are a lot of people who are opining, Jay, about his marginality. He had said, even as recently as last week, that he was going to try to put a sort of a spin on the decision that he knew was going to upset a lot of people, trying to get people to understand what the real background to the law is. Mm-hmm. So with that having been said, we have the overturn. Got it. Now the question is, what other legal changes might be coming? There have been a lot of people talking about the LGBTQ thing.
Oh, yes.
Whether
if
lesbians,
marriage will be overturned.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So is that something? I would like to deal with the facts. Frankly, the things that Clarence Thomas, for example, has said about the decision that he voted on, and then some of the other things that may be on the docket. Is the Supreme Court on the verge of overturning the constitutional right to same-sex marriage? Is it a constitutional right? If it is, and they were to vote against it, it would sort of fly in the face of the reality that they've said the abortion issue is strictly about the Constitution. So I don't know enough. I did study constitutional law in school and used to think that I knew a lot about it, but I don't anymore. I look around at some of this stuff and think, okay, am I right or am I wrong? The people who are explaining not only did Clarence Thomas write, but Brett Kavanaugh wrote about his reason for wanting to address how the decision was made. He wrote a 12-page treatise on this. Comments
was
about
ahead of time too.
Yeah,
which makes you wonder how many other things possibly down the road will be leaked.
Well, yes, that's a good question. Is there any secrecy? There's no secrecy. People, no privacy anymore.
And there shouldn't be secrecy in this. If politicians are serving the American people, then American people need to know even things that are in the works.
Yep. Well, so Kavanaugh writes that overruling Roe does not mean the overturning of other precedents, and specifically referring to the business about same-sex marriage. These rights, they say, are safe. Well, that's what they said about Roe v. Wade when they were up for the hearing. So do you trust him? See, that's the question that I have now. I trust Roberts because I think he's been pretty consistent. I trust the other members, but the three new members, I wouldn't trust them any further than I could throw them. I get the ruling, and on the strictest read, the way I understand it, they are right. I don't like it. Now, is there something we can do to change it? Then you get into a discussion of constitutionality and the court and whether the Constitution should be changed and brought up to date. See, I think the Electoral College ought to be thrown out. There are a lot of things that fly in the face of individual rights and freedoms. But apparently the Constitution doesn't support those. There are a lot of people who say the Constitution guarantees that we should have the Electoral College. Well, okay, so change it. I think that it flies in the face. And I don't even understand those people who just mouth the words, the MAGAites, who just say, oh, yeah, the Electoral College is the way to go. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. You don't even understand what's happening to your vote. Don't you want your vote to count? I want my vote to count.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It doesn't in many states because there is this with the majority and all this other stuff. No, I want my vote to count anyway. So we get into that.
It in almost every election where the majority of the population in the state votes one way, but the Electoral College in the state, it shows different. And it really does make you sometimes wonder, well, what was the point?
So then there's the business about affirmative action. There are a couple of cases that will be heard next year. One of them challenges the use of race in admissions at a public university. This is in North Carolina, as it turns out. And one of them at a private university, which is Harvard. So should this became the law of the land a long time ago. I remember when I was teaching school, I think that's when it happened, when there was much focus on admissions to colleges based on the color of your skin, much as what we've seen the last couple of years with Black Lives Matter, the tilting of things. What happened? Is there any objectivity? What happened to giving people a job because they were the most qualified? What happened to being fair and just? Are we looking? Is it just not human nature to not look at color? Are we doomed to be prejudiced along those lines? Go ahead.
And that is the sad thing, that some of these protocols are put into effect because there are people out there who are very racist still, or ageist, or sexist, where they are in a hiring, or as far as colleges and universities go, to accept students, they are in those positions. And it's just one of those things that happens. So perhaps maybe we don't put names, we don't put ethnicity, we don't put any of that. Everybody is just not identified in ambiguous kind of way, but some way where it is truly even, and it doesn't matter what your name is, what your background is, what your ethnicity is, what your religion is, what your gender is, and you're admitted to schools and colleges because of your grades, because of what you did for extracurricular activities.
There are a lot of circumstances where this has been tested in ballot initiatives, referendum questions, and it always loses. Affirmative action always loses because it doesn't seem fair. Now, if you are somebody who's the beneficiary of affirmative action, then you like it. If you aren't, somebody who has lost out on an opportunity because you weren't. And I use this example all the time with my son. My son is my son. He's white, he's a male.
He's a white male, yeah.
He's a white male. So he can't get a job in a writing room. He's a scriptwriter.
He's a white straight male.
Yeah, a white straight male. And he's been told at least a dozen times in the past year when he was up for a job as a writer on a television show, various television shows, that they would love to hire him because he's very qualified. But he's straight white male. They don't hire. You got to be gay. You got to be black. You got to be something. Which, interestingly enough, doesn't represent. You see all these TV shows that are coming and going because they're in for eight and then they're out eight or ten episodes and then they never come back again because they don't reflect what's real in the world. They're reflecting this strange, one-sided, narrow view of life. And most of the time it's not funny. Most of the time it's not real. Most of the time it doesn't reflect what's going on with a lot of people. And the fact that you think that you can, that your point of view, because you're gay or whatever the other, you know, you're something that's not from the mainstream, I get that there have been a lot of people that didn't get jobs before because of that they were as described. But now, The pendulum has swung like Black Lives Matter. The pendulum has swung way too far in the other direction. And so you go back to the court. Does the court come in and balance the reality of is there going to be some, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some kind of a challenge to something specific about Black Lives Matter that will make it to the Supreme Court. And who knows what they'll do. But there is this whole business about they're very contentious. Listen, I don't have these conversations with my friends or my family for the most part because I just don't want to get into it with them, one way or the other. So, you know, the election laws, that is a whole other can of worms. Are we prejudiced in the way we handle elections? And because people are black, they can't get a driver's license, and therefore we're discriminating them. Why can't a black person get a driver's license? What difference does it make whether you're black or white? People say, well, you don't live in the South. Okay, that's true, I don't. And I wouldn't because maybe of stuff. There's nothing about living, and I don't want this to sound the wrong way.
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
Thank you for saving me.
Whether or not they pass the test. And there are fees that you have to pay, and not everybody can afford that. Mm-hmm. And it's just there's a lot that go into it. But also, and even not with driver's license, there are state IDs. And I think state IDs have less fees. But when you think of a family who is on welfare and they're not taking advantage of the system, they are truly using every amount of money that comes in, they probably are not thinking of those. They probably don't want to put their money towards fees to get the state ID when that could go towards food to feed their child while they themselves continue to be hungry just so their child eats. There's so many different circumstances.
45 past the hour. Comments from social media after this.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All in one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and offer line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine twice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
5:46, half the hour, discussing the importance of kindness and respect. This is something that is part of this whole debate. And you asked the question about agreeing and disagreeing. So what are you getting for answers from some of the listeners, Jay?
Yeah, just the whole, we see it a lot on social media. If somebody doesn't like another person's opinion, it turns into this fight and there's not a lot of kindness anymore. Doug Thacker says we need to love more and hate less. There's too much negativity in our world.
Yep.
Melissa Zimmer chimes in. I appreciate Doug and all his hard work in putting the show together all these many years. I don't know what I would do without the show. Talking about the how it was good day before, then became DJV, and it's good day again. But having different voices, different opinions, and always not always agreeing, but always respectfully hearing each other out. That matters.
Well, it's important in my life. I want to have this program stand for something like that. And so I appreciate the fact she gets it. Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah, and D.L. Ford touches on that, too, chiming in that the show, always a thoughtful opinion on topics, not agenda-driven. D.L. doesn't always agree with the opinions given on the show, but it's always happening in a respectful way.
See, I think that's part of that. Part of it is me, and part of it is inside baseball stuff. Jay's father, Mike McVay, is one of the most prominent of all of the consultants in the radio world. And it's taken me a long time to get to him. I've gone through a lot of other consultants because I've always thought over the years that I wasn't the smartest guy and didn't have a corner on knowledge. I wanted to get input from other people as to how maybe the best way to handle a situation or to approach things on the air. So we have become what Mike describes as the other show. The other program among many that are one-sided, lopsided, and boring as hell, frankly, at least for me. I mean, a lot of people love to listen to the same rah-rah shish kumbah all the time. That's great. Plenty of shows out there for that. But what about people like Melissa and Mr. Ford and Mr. Thacker and others who feel like we need to have a discussion and discourse and not everything is in stone? That's the way I have always been, frankly, and probably will always be. I left the Republican Party. People say, he's a rhino. I'm not a real good Republican. Not a good Republican anymore if you don't embrace Trump. Well, you know, there are a lot of good things about Trump. His personality isn't one of them, and that's kind of how I judge. He did a lot of things that were great.
He came in with a business mentality,
yep.
And to a degree, that is what
he's his own worst enemy.
Kind of needed, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, I wish that there was somebody like him that didn't have his personality. Frankly, can we find somebody with those values and those views? Who are not like sticking likes to stick a stick mm-hmm. into everybody's eye, poke them in the eye with a stick. And that's the part of it that doesn't work for me, and that's why I say he's his own worst enemy. It's 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, 53 past the hour. Now it's time for us to straighten out that mess at your house with the mess manager extraordinaire, Tom Kreitler, is here. He's straightening out all the aspects of my life, including what's going on down in the barn. I have lots of things that need to be straightened out down at the barn at the farm. But we're not talking to just people who have problems with the barn, people who have problems with their home. And maybe Emily, who's one of the listeners to this program, has a problem that many other people are reflecting on at this time of year, Tom. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country and around the world every weekend. Also have a great podcast and newsletter. So she, this lady, Emily, has carpenter bees drilling holes into the wood on her porch. So how soon before the porch collapses, I guess, is the question, right?
I tell you what, carpenter bees are really annoying because I find that they're very aggressive. When you get close to them, they go right in your face. And one of the reasons for that is they actually can't sting. That's the one kind of bee that doesn't sting.
Great.
They're very, very large, though, so they kind of freak people out. But more importantly, they do damage your house, and they typically damage fascia and soffit and soft woods around the trim on the outside of the house. And all they're really doing is they're drilling holes in to try to lay eggs. So they're looking for a place to nest. But all of those holes being drilled in there certainly can amount to a problem. So how do you get rid of them? Well, you got to treat them for one reason, for one thing, because you can try to fill those holes, but I find that they come back from time to time if you do that. But if you want to slow them down, you can fill those holes in the off season, by the way, when it gets cooler out. But one of the ways that I got rid of carpenter bees, Doug, I had my garage, as you have been to my house, you know, it's a standalone building.
Yeah.
They were destroying the fascia on the outside, the piece behind the gutter. What I did is I popped the gutter off and I replaced it with a product called Azek, which is a composite product. It's a PVC styled wood product. And it was funny. The first year I did that, they kept coming back, and it was kind of like they were just trying to figure it out. They're like, looks like wood, doesn't taste like wood. Eventually they gave up and went away. So, so you treat them, you fill the holes, or you replace the wood with something that they cannot eat.
There you go. That may be a good prescription for people who are trying to lose weight, too. Right?
Circumstances. I don't know. Let me think about that.
All right. There's a new sweepstakes at Money Pit. So what are we getting and what do we have to do?
Yeah, it's actually, there's only 3 days left. So now's your chance. It's called the Floof Proof Pet Sweepstakes. If you are, if you have a pet, if you're a pet lover, all you need to do is post the picture of your pet with the hashtag LLFloofProof on Instagram. You can do it once a day now for 3 more days. LLFloofProof. You can win a $1,000 gift card. We've got 3 of them to give away to LL Flooring. Plus, we've got a $400 Bissell vacuum cleaner. We've got some Chewy gift cards. Or you could just go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes if you're not on Instagram. Moneypit.com/sweepstakes and enter once a day and earn bonus entries by sharing the sweeps with friends.
I have figured out what LL means. For those of you who are fans of LL Cool J, LL means ladies love. So in this case, ladies love flooring. That's what this is.
Lumber Liquidators is now LL Flooring. LL Flooof Proof on Instagram.
Got it. Okay. Lumber Liquidators.
I'm ladies love. Guys know that, I'm sure.
Ladies love. that's right. Okay, Lumber Liquidators and ladies love. Next episode of the Money Pit Podcast has an easy way for you to extend the life of your roof. I'd be interested in hearing this.
Yeah, there's a product called RoofMax that we looked into, which is a treatment for asphalt shingles. And if your shingles are, say, less than 20 years old and you want to like push them up to 25 or even 30, you can treat the shingles, and it restores the flexibility to the shingle. Really interesting product. Lots of research on it. Completely viable idea and approach and installed.
All right, so I've got some older shingles on one of the roofs part of the house that are beginning to crinkle. So if I put this stuff on, will it flatten them out?
It will not flatten them out, Doug, but it will extend their life within a certain range. So you have to have them look at it first because they'll tell you if it'll work. If it's really, really old, like if you got a 30, 40-year-old shingled roof, it's not going to do anything for it. But if it's on the edge,
got it.
We'll restore it in maybe 5 more years.
Here's 30 seconds on the latest Money Pit newsletter. What's the hot story?
We talk about how to build outdoor kitchens. Boy, that's a popular. And, you know, it can be easy because of all the modular bricks that are out. There's a product called Rumblestone, for example, that you can stack these up like building blocks. And they don't need mortar. You just use a dab of construction adhesive in between them. And you can make outdoor kitchens. You can make fire pits. You can make planters, benches, you name it.
Find it at moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/newsletter. Tom Kreidler here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.